Hi, welcome to Love Notes. This is Iona, and today I'm actually going to share my story. I realize I haven't done that before on this channel, and you know, everyone has a story. And when I was in my early 30s, I went through a life-changing breakup, and it was one of those I didn't see coming. So when it hit me, it affected several areas of my life. Not only had I hit the ultimate low of my relationships, but that ultimate low quickly transitioned to my career and my business as well. Not to mention that I also had a mounting debt to worry about. And aside from all this life admin I had to worry about, I also had to deal with the emotional roller coaster of a breakup. And then when I was done with that, I had to start dating again. And dating was a whole different experience for me, just because I'd been in this relationship for 2-3 years and all these dating apps had been launched. And scared that I'd be too late to meet someone or that I'd fallen behind when, you know, my friends who were already married and pushing up babies, I plunged into this brand new world of online dating and dating apps, and it was really scary, you know, doing it on your own without your girlfriends because they're all taken now. And I was scared that I'd be alone, so I went on a whole bunch of dates and grew tired of them really quickly. In hindsight, I don't know why I was in such a rush, probably because of my poor mindset. And I was just really scared that I was falling behind. Anyway, so when these dates didn't work out or when a guy I was dating went hot and cold, I'd get anxious wondering if it was ever going to happen for me. And as a result of my mindset and the lack of understanding of my own roadblocks, I was attracting all the wrong guys. So either I couldn't find a connection, a good connection with someone, or, you know, things would be okay for a couple of months until, you know, the guys just decided that they wanted to have fun. And I was over it. I was jaded and I blamed it on everybody and everything. You know, I had no idea what I was doing wrong, and so I blamed it on, you know, the dating apps, the men, the guys I was seeing, the guys I was attracting, you know, everything else except for me. And then I had this realization that I was the common denominator, and that was the aha moment that changed everything. It was actually empowering to know that, you know, all these things that were happening to me, I had control over. You know, I'm in control of the vibes I put out there, the people I attract, you know, the people I choose to invite into my life, and most importantly, the people I choose to stay. No excuses, I was in control. And you are too. And so I did, you know, a couple months of just personal development work, inner work. I worked to shift my mindset. That was all I did for, you know, a good 1 to 3 months. I didn't really date. I paused and I did a reset. And I got really clear on what I was doing wrong. I learned how to communicate my needs and to set up my mindset to attract the healthy love I knew I was meant for. I did all the right things, and as a result of that, I changed the type of men I attracted. You know, all of a sudden, dating was easy. Meeting new and great guys was now effortless. I was no longer questioning if I'd ever meet someone. I just had this feeling, this confidence that I knew it was around the corner. And I think as a result of that, people picked up on the vibe. Because, you know, when you're coming from a place of scarcity and, you know, you're eager, too keen to meet someone, asking for someone to fulfill your life, guys can pick up on that. You know, and after all these changes, I no longer felt jealous when I saw other loved up couples. I was getting asked out from the most random people. You know, people were just attracted to my new vibe. I loved the life I had set up. And not long after doing the inner work, I met Christian. A year later, he proposed. A year later that, we got married. And 3.5 years later, I still don't regret the breakup that broke me. It broke me. In fact, I actually thank my ex for it. I've never bumped into him since, but, you know, if I were to see him on the street, I'd probably say thanks, or I definitely wouldn't say anything mean, because I'm thankful for that experience. You know, sometimes things just need to get really, really bad before they can get better. So if you're listening to this and, you know, you're frustrated over your love life, there is always a way to gain control over it. I know what it's like to be anxious about not meeting my person and not meeting the right person. And I know what it's like to, you know, feel when another casual fling or a mini relationship doesn't turn into anything more, or, you know, when a guy you like stops calling. And I know what it's like to be frustrated, you know, going through the same dating patterns over and over and again. So if you're interested to, you know, change up the way you're doing things and attract a whole new level of relationships and, you know, good men, and for dating to be fun and easy, you should check out my Lucky in Love program. It's 30 days. It's online. You go at your own pace. I'll send you the link. But, you know, a lot can change in 30 days. You can learn how, you know, dating, it can be effortless. You can learn how to pace your relationship so you stop wasting time, and, you know, how to know when to invest in a guy and what to say, and mostly how you can, you know, connect with yourself, but create that deeper emotional connection with men that's beyond the physical. It can totally happen for you. My story isn't unique. You know, I now focus on helping women just like you. I help them find the healthy love they're looking for. And I've worked with women who've found, you know, change and have found their guy within as little as 5 weeks to 18 months. So, you know, but they find them, and that's the goal. And so I really want to help you as well. Check out my free resources. I'll leave some links. I've also got 30everafter.com, and plus you can also check out Lucky in Love. I will see you next week with the next podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye.